Proclamation number 3972 of 10th of February, 1947. Battle of Light with Darkness. In the spiritual world, too, the battle of light with darkness rages to an increased degree before the end of this earth, for Satan still seeks to win over the souls there who are no longer able to resist him. He seeks to kindle earthly desires in them and thereby cause them torment in order to determine them to ever greater rebellion against God and thus increase their distance from Him. But the beings of light are also at work and, in their great love for the unredeemed, support them so that they are not defenseless against the enemy's attacks. And again love fights against hatred, also in the spiritual kingdom. It comes to the aid of the fallen and often stands protectively between the powerless souls and their attacker. And this battle will also come to an end on the Day of Judgment. In the spiritual kingdom, a time of peace will also replace the time of battle before, for there too a separation of spirits will take place and that which is completely distant from God will also be banished anew for the purpose of the former redemption. This is an extraordinary grace, that the spiritual that is opposed to God is once again given the opportunity to develop upwards, even if it is subject to the law of compulsion. It is a grace insofar as that the will of the fallen spiritual substance is bound again so that it can no longer descend further from God, so that Satan's power over this spiritual substance is also taken away, even though it is in bondage to him. God himself takes the spiritual substance into his school again, which inevitably earns it an increased degree of maturity again, even if it takes an exceedingly long time, which finally also secures its free will. Thus, after the last judgment on this earth, the time of peace and tranquility will occur where the beings of light will be active on earth as well as in the beyond alone, where they can spread light because they will not encounter resistance. Where even in a spiritual kingdom the imperfect is willing to accept their teachings, where people on earth will also have constant contact with the inhabitants of the spiritual kingdom and direct instruction and spiritual gifts are nothing extraordinary, because the high degree of maturity of their souls also allow for an extraordinary working of the spiritual beings without coercion being exerted on those souls as a result. For Satan has lost his power for a long time. He can no longer harass people on earth who have proven their affiliation to God in the last battle on the old earth. And also the spiritual in the beyond is withdrawn from his power, for what was in bondage to him is banished in the new creation, and the still weak but willing souls have been wrested from his power through the spiritual full of light. And now there is only an ascent development in the spiritual kingdom. No more elapse, and that is as long as people on earth are in intimate connection with God and therefore also enter the kingdom of light when they leave earth. Only when the intimacy of this connection diminishes, when people start to place matter next to God again, will they thereby loosen Satan's fetters. They will give him freedom themselves and thus hand themselves over to his control again. Then the battle between light and darkness will also begin again in the spiritual kingdom, for then his influence will also be greater again on the souls of those who have departed from earth, whom he will try to win over for himself again with cunning and force. Light and darkness will constantly be in battle, but the light will always win the victory in the end. And woe to the spiritual which has sunk so far into the depth, into darkness, that it has to expect a new banishment in solid matter. Its ascent development is an endless chain of suffering and torment, and yet it is an ascent, because in this phase of development the Prince of Darkness no longer has any influence on the spiritual being, because it is only subject to the divine law of compulsion, and God's will always and forever promote the spiritual being's ascent development, until in the last stage the being can decide for itself whether it chooses God or his adversary as its Lord. And only when all beings acknowledge God as their sole Lord will the battle of light against darkness come to an end, and there will be a state of eternal peace. Amen.